All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we have on with us Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. And before we get started in too deep, I want to let you know that Ready Made Resources is a one-stop shop for all of your tactical and preparation needs. They have anything between armored helmets, bump helmets, night vision, thermal optics. They got plenty of radio equipment, which in October, Bob, remind me to talk about this before we get done with the show. We're going to have a radio class for this next active shooter. That's going to be the active shooter class is going to be October 6th through the 8th, I believe. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Make sure you go to readymaderesources.com and sign up. If you're not signed up, people are already getting signed up because they're hearing the popularity of the course. And we invite all you to come and fellowship with us and train. But before we get too deep in that, make sure that you don't have your preparations, that you are getting it now, getting it while you can, while the items are still in stock, because we are creeping ever close to World War III. And the moment it kicks off, and I mean it really kicks off, your ability to grab all this stuff is going to be gone. The government's going to go to every website, every vendor, and they are going to suck up everything, not just you, but everyone else who wants it as well. So don't get caught in that rush. Make sure you stop at Ready Made Resources and you get what you need while you can. Call Bob and ask him what it is that he thinks you need based off of your financial situation, where you're at locally. Depending on where you're at locally, you may need different types of preparation items. Like if you're here in the extreme south where it's 107 degrees in the shade right now, or if you're in the extreme north and it gets to under 60 degrees. So that's all we got for that beginning. Bob, thank you very much for being on with us today. And how's it going, man?
Oh, going well, brother. I look at history. We have 6,000 years of man's dwelling on this planet. We have history of, and we can watch the rise of multiple empires, and we watch the fall of multiple empires. And there's always the same set of circumstances, the same that come about when an empire's in decline and finally falls. You know, people say when it hits the fan, what are you going to do? Well, if you don't realize it's hit the fan, then you are so far behind in your mental thinking, because Doug, you're a warrior. Where's the most important battlefield? Right here. If you haven't developed that mindset of a warrior and understand the nature of the battle that we're in, you are woefully behind the curve right now. And you're just waiting for the powers to be that says, okay, go to that gas chamber over there and jump in, because that's where you're at. We're in a world and a nation where you could look at every demonstrable point of data, from population collapses because of the soft kill. I was just realizing, you know, since the 1950s till today, men's estrogen, testosterone levels have dropped about 300%. So that's why we see men can't reproduce. We see the breakup of the family. We see the emasculation of children. We see this whole thing of, you know, you don't want to children are carbon footprints. So we see this whole depopulation maneuver. Why don't you play that video real quick that I sent you? Let's just discuss this for a minute, because this is what's going on. And every demonstrable, whether it's the economy, whether everything, but this is a real important one, because when a nation doesn't maintain its population, it collapses. There's not enough people to do things. Listen to what this person says.
The godmother of transhumanism, Barbara Marx Hubbard. Marx, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
With Sales Loft Rhythm, you'll never sell the same way again. We are the first species on the face of this earth to be aware of evolution, to be aware that we are affecting our own evolution by everything that we do, the babies we eat, the food we eat, the wars we fight, the babies we eat.
You know, we talked about that. Was it a Freudian slip? Was it accidental? Well, I'm of the opinion that these people are so confident in their depravity anymore. I mean, it's not like, you know, when you and I grew up, more so me, because I'm a generation behind you, you couldn't find this stuff. I mean, you heard about it, but you had to go to the deepest recesses of some back alley somewhere and do something that was not even to that degree. But now, you know, we have it in the public schools. We have it in the public arena. The emasculation of our children. We promote all sorts of absolutely deviant, non-scientific philosophies on our children, and they're committing suicide like never before. We're giving them drugs and food that kills them. And then, as this lady said, was that a Freudian slip or not? The babies we eat. Well, Steve Quayle, I remember 25, 30 years ago, made that statement that they do eat these children and use them for blood sacrifice and ritual sacrifice to Satan. And then when they drink their blood and do all, I'm not going to even go in all other horrible things. I just had a private briefing from Sawman, and these babies are raped the moment they're born. And which I don't even want to think about, but this is what we're dealing with. So when people say, when it hits the fan, Doug, how do you describe when it hits the fan? If this isn't hitting the fan right now, if we're not in a world in a society in free fall, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, we're ever so edging closer to World War III. I was just reading an article. United Kingdom Defense Secretary says that we're using Ukraine as a battle lab to test future weapons. I mean, they're putting men and women over there, the Russians and the Ukrainians and all other combatants that are fighting, and they're using them as a battle, a battle lab. And so we have men and women being maimed and dying. We have cultures dying. We have women that are being, I mean, the rate of rape is off the chart. The amount of child trafficking is off the chart. So we can test our new battle weapons out. Is that hitting the fan? Do you say that's hitting the fan? When they do what they do to children, is that hitting the fan? I remember in the economy when they said the economy would hit $5 trillion, that the economy would come apart. Well, it's $32 trillion, what they admit, much, much more than that. You could probably add a zero to that, $300 trillion in debt, considering all the unfunded liabilities. Is that hitting the fan? Is the fact that we're teaching hardcore Marxism to our children in school, is that hitting the fan? The fact that we watch our food industry and you know, the chain, supply chain of all the fertilizer, food, that whole thing just collapsing or being destroyed right in front of us, is that hitting the fan? The energy sector, we stop the pipeline, we blow pipelines up. Is that hitting the fan? I mean, Doug, comment on that. I mean, you know, when it hits the fan, I really get tired of hearing that, because it's hitting the fan now and Americans don't see it. And when an event happens, because I've been in the prep business a long time, and I've noticed a lot of people wait until they think, you know, it's going to happen tomorrow. And then they try to go out and buy limited supplies. You know, 10 is trying to buy 5. Well, 10 can't buy 5. Because you only get to get a half each or anything. It'll be out of stock before you know it. And what's going to happen when you have this next big event that they're planning, whether it's bacteriological or war, whatever, nuclear, you're going to have 10 people trying to buy 2 people's worth of stuff. And it's just not going to work, because it's hitting the fan now, but there is coming a moment when we cross that Rubicon where nothing is going to ever go back to normal. And what I mean by that, the free market enterprise, free property, all those things are going to be really severely curtailed. They're going to do roundups, people still don't believe there are concentration camps in America for American citizens. Well, there are. But we are at that moment where this nation is in deep, deep trouble, deep jeopardy. And while most Americans are sitting back just enjoying the entertainment, you know, the opium of the masses, everything that you've known all your life is coming apart at the seams. That right there, particularly, you know, I was just, my wife and I went to go see the Sound of Freedom movie. And it was a couple times in the movie, I almost wanted to get up and leave, because even though they didn't show anything graphic, but the implied what was going on was just overwhelming, and the trauma of it, you know, we just know. But the movie is excellent. I recommend all parents to see it just to protect their children. But, you know, we live in a nation right now where it has come apart. Donald Trump is going to be indicted a third time. You know, for what? Inspiring an insurrection? He didn't inspire an insurrection. I don't care who you are. He didn't inspire an insurrection. He said to go down to the Capitol peacefully. While at the same time, Hunter Biden has committed, his tax fraud goes into the millions and millions of dollars, gun crimes, sex crimes, you know, even his lack of paying child support. You'd be most every normal person would be in prison over that. So we see this, you know, hit the fan justice system, because it is. It's just us, meaning them and all the rest of us. We pay the price for it. Tucker Carlson came out this weekend and said, the liars go free, the truth tellers go to prison. Is that hitting the fan? Of course it is. And so, I just think where we're heading in this next election, if we have an election, I don't know what you think, Doug, if we're going to have one or not. I think it's going to be so gerrymandered. Nobody's going to believe it. It's going to be Soviet style elections, you know, 99% for one guy and 1% for the other guy. But we're in deep, deep trouble. And I would just caution and urge Americans to do what you need to do at this point, because the economy isn't in good shape. No economy. And we spent $1 trillion already in debt this year, $1 trillion. And so that kind of deficit spending is catching up with us through inflation. They say inflation is at 3%, but we know it's not, because they just disallow so much in that inflation rate. You don't have housing in it. You don't have food in it. You don't have energy cost in it. And so the real inflation rate has just absolutely consumed most Americans of any ability to have savings. Those on fixed incomes are in real dire jeopardy. I know people that are, and they're hurting. So we're in that hit the fan moment, and it's just going to go downhill from here. I don't think America has the capacity to repent at this point. I think we've been handed over by God to a reprobate mind, a reprobate nation, and that is just going to cause greater and greater levels of depravity and greater levels of judgment. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I mean, we got literal taxation with representation, and look at how great that's doing us right now.
They don't represent me in their taxes. I mean, I don't agree for abortion. I don't think most Americans think the public pocketbook should pay for abortion. I don't think the majority of Americans think the public should pay for this war. And yet, so they're taxing us. Debt spending is taxing us, because you and I both have a $250,000 tax debt, if you take the deficit, that we're responsible for. Every American, every man, woman, child in America is the government has taxed us $256,000 through deficit spending. So there's no representation there. None. They just spend it. Dementia Biden, he just says, well, we're going to give Ukraine another $10 billion. There's no vote on it. Nothing. It's just sent to them.
Well, look what Mike Pence said whenever he was being interviewed by Tucker. Yeah. Tucker scolded everybody who came up there, and we need to see more of that, but we won't. Well, only Tucker will do it. And what Tucker did to Pence was probably the most brilliant thing. I mean, he single-handedly destroyed Mike Pence.
Mike Pence is ruined.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mike Pence was ruined before this, but he's definitely ruined now. You know, and what did he say? He said, you know, do you agree with the war in Ukraine? Yes. Do you agree that we need to continue to send our money and our assets and resources to Ukraine for the war, the extension of the war? And he said, yes, absolutely. So Tucker says, well, what about the American people? We're floating the bill. What about sending some money to us? What about alleviating the pressure on America, on the wallets of the average American family? He says, that's none of my concern.
Yeah, not my concern.
That is, in my 15 years of working for the federal government, that is the train of thought for all these people and how they view us. They view us as useless eaters.
I've never heard anybody drink the political cyanide like he did. I mean,
I've never seen that before. I mean,
I don't care about the American people. At least he's honest. I give him some for honesty.
Hey, and guess what? This is a guy who ran as being a Christian.
I know. All right, and he knew the election was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he decided to go with the people who would take care of him.
What we talk about with the deep state, the rulers from within. And they claim to be part of the Church of Christ, which is even more dangerous because there are more of them in power than there are any of us. Guys like us will never get in power. That would be providence from God only, because Satan will not allow it. We've been talking about, you know, prophecy hitting the fan here. Bob, it ain't hit the fan yet. And I'll say this from based off of my limited scope of experience. When you have to walk down the road every day, just go throw your trash away, and you have to make sure you don't step on a roadside bomb, or that your child doesn't get abducted and put a suicide vest onto them, or whenever your young daughters are being told the only way to go to heaven is for you to take this bomb and walk into that Marine Corps patrol over there and explode yourself. We, as westernized Christians, do not understand the true value of freedom. You do not understand it. You do not comprehend it. Go to the third world countries in the Middle East where barbarism is literally law. And even then, those people over there are not doing to their citizens what we're doing to our citizens. The amount of overreach, the totalitarianism, like control, the authoritarianism, the communists are already there amongst the Muslim nations, but they have a different grasp upon all that because their religiosity rules supreme over everything. However, here in America, though, it's the land of the free. You can be whatever you want, do whatever you want, say whatever you want, wear whatever you want, use whatever bathroom you want. Your constitution can mean whatever you want. You can deny people whatever you want, apparently, as well, once you get into power. And so what we've created is we've created 50 little tyrants. What was that quote from Mel Gibson in The Patriot? What is the difference in having a tyrant 3,000 miles away and having 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? There is no difference. If anything, what he did say was worse.
Yes.
You know, having a body of Congress that can give themselves the ability to enact laws can be more detrimental than a king. And here's the problem. The problem, Bob, especially once we start talking about the child trafficking, and look at all the horrific stuff that has come out against the movie Sound of Freedom. You know, you have these literal Satanists who are saying that pedophilia should be a protected class of people based off of their sexualized nature.
Minor attracted persons.
Right. Minor attractive persons. Lord, rebuke them. Things I want to say. But these people, let's just come out and say what they said. They want your children. They want your children.
Coming for your children. They say we're coming for your children.
Oh, yeah. They want your children. Not only do they want your children for their wars, They want your children for their slaves. They want your children for their factories. They want your children for their science. They want your children because they're little intelligence officers. Kids are the best intelligence resources, by the way. They want your children for their sacrifices. And then eventually they want your children to turn on you. That is a repeat of Nazi Germany.
And Soviet communism.
Absolutely.
Maoist communism. That's what they do. The children are the greatest asset they have because they can report what the parents are doing. And they become, you look at all the ideologues that came out of the 70s, out of the high schools and colleges of the 70s, are now the people in charge of the government.
Mm-hmm.
They're all entrenched into the government. And that's why, you know, we have what we had.
But you know, you have stuff like the Night of the Broken Glass.
Yes. Kristallnacht.
Yep, Kristallnacht. And during that point in time when, you know, the stormtroopers, the SA, were all murdered, their entire higher ranking was murdered to get them out of the way because they were actually a competitive force to the SS, and they wanted Hitler to take Nazi Germany a completely different way. And most of them were homosexuals.
Fromm was a blatant homosexual.
Blatant.
And they wanted the homosexuals there because to do the dirty work, the thugs, they wanted the homosexuals because they had no wife, children at home to worry about. And so they knew they were very rowdy people. And that was the thinking behind putting a lot of homosexuals in the SA. No ties, no family ties. Doug, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Why are they trying to destroy family ties today? Hitler did it. And we're doing the exact same thing. We're turning children into little warriors. You watch these kids today. They're absolute ideologues, and a lot of them are violent for this agenda, the homosexual agenda, you know, the LGBTQ agenda, the Marxist agenda. What Hitler did in the SA by destroying all family ties to get a bunch of people who didn't mind going out and were, you know, breaking everything down without any repercussions. You know, like, what does his wife have to say? What do his children think of him? They just go out and do the violence and the thuggery. We're doing the same thing to our children today. It's just a different ideology in face, but the principles by which it operates are absolutely the same.
Well, you talk about principles. Let's talk about principalities. Okay. I do not approve of reprobate culture, mindset, any of it. That is going to be a problem between you and God. I would tell you, as the master told the prostitute, go and sin no more. However, beyond that, you have to deal with the principality and the powers of the air. There is a principality that is solely there to divide man from woman, to divide man from God, and to divide the family completely apart as well, the devourers and the destroyers, those two principalities. And as you look at this, you see this culture within the amphibian community today that is hyper-violent. That's because of the spiritual wickedness in them. That is the principalities. These are the things that we cannot fight these forces with tooth and sword and bullet alone. You have to fight them spiritually. Okay.
Absolutely.
And when you say fight spiritually, Christians have 5,000 different meanings here in Westernized Christianity as to what that means. Literally, what I mean is you have to take authority in Jesus' name. You have to rebuke in the power of Jesus' name, but that also means you have to be right with God first before you think you can just wheel this around like it's some sort of a Jedi mind power. That's not how it works, or you may be introduced into the seven sons of Sheba.
Yes.
Now, that wickedness that was in the SA and also the SS, those were two different competing principalities. Which one was worse? I don't know. They were both just as horrific. But just as we have a parallel here in America, you have the SA stormtroopers, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and then you have the SS, which is the Schutzstaffel's absolutely 100% federal law enforcement at this point. You can't say it's not. And I can't say blanket speech that it's the FBI alone. They have all egregiously sinned against we the people. And by that, I don't mean the officer, agent, individual. I mean the entity of the agency, the people in charge of the agency, the policy writers, and those within Congress making the laws, approving of the acquisition of resources that are then turned on the American people through FISA courts and all this other crap. And then to have the political stooges in power, like Kamala Harris, like Joe Biden, who willfully initiated insurrection against a president by telling masses of millions of people to go out and burn streets down, burn cities down to Maxine Waters, go out and find them at a gas station, at the grocery store, surround them and tell them they're not liked and they're not wanted here anymore.
Yeah, that's code speech.
Yeah, we never confronted that sin. Instead, what we did was we sent guys like me in and we confronted the flesh. Well, what happened? Well, we gassed your city a few times. We beat them back a few times. And the wave of human masses kept coming back over and over. And every single one of my guys in Portland would tell me how sick they would get while they were there. Coming into the city limits of Portland, it felt like you pierced a veil. Coming out of the city limits of Portland, it felt like you had this Slimer from Ghostbusters ooze all over you. The depravity, the spiritual depravity of the principality that was in that area. And God have mercy on us for thus actually they're dealing with these people. You saw the demonic uprising. That, as Russ Dizdar was talking about, the demonic super soldier of the future. That is what we saw, the empowering of these people. They weren't just empowered spiritually. They were empowered by our Congress. They were empowered by a sitting president to commit horrific crimes against the American people. They were allowed to do it. And that was 2020 during election season. Now we have potential World War III with Russia and China. Oh, by the way, in between then and now, there's been over 200 food processing plants that have not been rebuilt. Our infrastructure is critically under attack and decomposing, and there will be more of this coming. Absolutely. There'll be drought. More of this. The draft will come. The draft will come. The moment I give us 3 to 6 months of being in actual war in Ukraine against Russia, and they will force a selective services. They will force a draft from all men, probably between the ages of like 18 and 40 first. It'll go alphabetical. Every week you'll have a new, you know, from the groups of A to G, show up at MEPS, show up at your recruitment centers, or we'll come find you. And who's going to come find you? Law enforcement? You know, I mean, that's what the Ukrainians did. They forced conscripted their own people. That is also what Nazi Germany did. They forced conscripted their own people. So did Russia. Russia pulled guys out of their prisons. That'll be one of the next things.
They just there was actual video. They just go yank guys off the street and conscript them that way. Just go yank them off the street. You see a young man walking down the street, grab him, put a uniform on him, and now you're a soldier.
3 weeks of training. Here's your Kalashnikov.
Yeah. But, you know, Doug, this should be reflective to the Christian right now to understand that we are in spiritual warfare. And I think you did a pretty good job of defining it. You know, we're dealing with these principalities and powers that just roam the world to begin with, because Lucifer is the prince of the power of the air. But in other ways, nations open themselves just like individuals open themselves to specific demonic, you know, influences. Well, United States being the modern day Babylon has opened itself to every spiritual principle that's wicked. So we just see them all in operation right now. And, you know, going back to our children. This is what why we see with our children being so attacked. They want your children. When they were singing that song, you know, we were coming for your children, and there was that choir leader from San Francisco. Where, I don't know if that young guy were coming for your children.
That was so creepy.
Oh, beyond creepy. And speaking of creepy, eating the children, did you see the video of Joe Biden nibbling on that girl's back in Finland? That was the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was like he was eating her, you know, and the child was scared to death. But, you know, as parents right now, we really need to put hypervigilance on our children. It's not the era I grew up in. And I mean, parent, listen to this. We need to put hypervigilance on our children right now, because just as I mentioned that in Ukraine, they would go down the street and just yank young men off the street for conscription into the military service. The movie that everybody's talking about right now, Sound of Freedom, and I've seen these videos before all over the United States, whether it's in Walmart or on the street. There are people that are going up and just snatching young children right out of the mom's 3 feet away, and they just snatch the child and run out the door, and there's a car waiting, and zoom, they're gone. We need to be hyper vigilant for our children right now. We need to discuss this with our children, what to do and what not to do. You know, Doug, I think you'd agree with me, the biggest enemy of these people right now, parents and children, is that, I'm going to say it, that damn cell phone. They bury their face in it. And I mean that in the religious sense. It's a damn device a lot of times, because it so distracts us from reality. And these predators, which are everywhere today, and they don't even have to be predators. A lot of these drug addicts and people in that realm, they're told, you know, you can get drugs if you get us children. And so they just go out and they kidnap children to get drugs. You need to be hyper vigilant with your children. You know, one of the things I tell people, and you should write this down and memorize it and talk to your children about it. If your children ever do find themselves in a situation where they've been abducted, my friend Mark and others, you know, they tell you the first thing that child needs to be taught to do is to leave DNA behind, whether it's blood, bite your cheek, spit, urine, anything. You know, start leaving DNA wherever you go. It does give the police an ability to track your child, you know, and then teach your child situational awareness. I when Roxanne and I were first married, I would do that. And now she's very, very good at doing it, especially being a martial artist. You know, what car's behind us right now? Well, it's a red Chevrolet truck. You know your environment and teach your children the environment. Teach your children the importance of, if you feel something's not right, take a picture and text it real quick. You know, this doesn't look right. This does not feel right. Whether some guy looks like he's following me, whatever. If it's nothing, it's nothing. But that kind of thing that you teach your children, just take a picture of somebody you think that's being creepy towards you and text it to your parents. They have a record of it. And that way it does two things. It gives the police something far more beneficial in being able to find your child within that magic window of about 36 hours, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. And it also, if the worst does happen, you know, they have it for future to be able to stop a child from victimizing another child. But it happens. We were talking right before the show. In Memphis, in Nashville today, this Kareem guy, that's his name. I'm not going to say his last name, but Kareem, just ran up and pulled a child out of the car, abducted a young child, was driving away. And fortunately, the police stopped him and got the child back. But it just shows you what it is. He was let go on $76,000 bond. It should have been $760,000 bond or denied bond.
They should have beat him to where he couldn't walk.
Yes, that's
what they should have done.
Well, you know,
but we're a softer, kinder, gentler nation.
Well, I'm sure the child did something to elicit this man's attention to be abducted. That's what they say.
Listen, you know, anymore. Listen to this. California Assembly Committee blocks bill that could have sent human traffickers of kids to prison for life. They blocked the bill.
Well,
they blocked it.
I know. It's because it's every level of our government, every level of law enforcement, everywhere, it's been infected with these pedophiles.
Compromised.
Compromised. DAs refused to prosecute. I mean, what DA gave that man a $76,000 bond? I mean, he abducted, kidnapped a child for God knows what purposes. He might have been a drug addict, like I said, and they sell these children for, you know, a good profit. They get a lot of drugs for it. Or he's a trafficker himself, and he's just trying to increase his they call it the herd, their herd, children. They want to get more in there because, you know, again, we know, as even as they said in The Sound of Freedom, you can sell a package of heroin one time, but you can sell a child 5 to 10 times a night. And so people realize that that is such a cash industry. That's what we're seeing going on. So you just a couple things. Make sure your child knows to do that. If they see, they feel uncomfortable, take a picture, text it immediately. If they do find themselves abducted, you know, just spit, you know, or bite your cheek, or even pee. You know, you've left DNA wherever you're at, and it does give the police an ability to track and follow. It's a strong tip for the police. So do that. Also teach your children the benefit of glass. You know, I've used my cell phone many times because you can see Doug Thornton right now off my cell phone. It just reflects his image. So I can be walking down the street looking like I'm talking, but I'm actually checking my six out. See if somebody's following me. Teach your children about that. Glass in stores, glass everywhere. It's a great reflective surface. And, you know, you can, your children can watch themselves. And we don't want to panic our children. To a certain degree, I guess you could say we do. We want to make them aware that this is going on. And, you know,
well, I mean, it used to be stranger danger. You don't even hear that anymore. That's not even taught anymore.
No, don't talk to strangers. And now with social media, the other thing is to know what apps your child has on their phone. Now, I'm personally believe that a child under 16 should not have a smartphone.
Absolutely.
A flip phone where they can dial a number, a 911, a parent like that. Yes.
I remember growing up, Bob, and I had a pager. I had a pager and always had money for, you know, a payphone. That's back when we had payphones. And I had my dad had a bag phone. It was a company bag phone that I got to keep inside my truck. And don't you ever make a phone call off that boy. That's only if you're in an emergency. It was $100 phone call. But you know what? The things that I can order, the things that I can do off this damnable little device. I mean, there was a kid that was 15. I'm trying to remember what year this was, but I remember we got an intelligence brief off of it when I still worked for Homeland Security. And there was this kid who broke into NASA or Langley, which is the CIA headquarters, with his cell phone. He was able to break into the firewall through his cell phone because of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capabilities. I mean, it's incredible what these devices and these techie guys can do now. But that's also where the black market is. The black market is Instagram. It's Facebook. Snapchat is the most notorious for selling prostitution of young teenage girls and boys. Social media is the worst. Absolute worst. Pinterest. They've been hit. The website Pinterest has been hit for pedophilia. Etsy has been hit for pedophilia. It is everywhere. Twitter.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that's why, as parents, we really need to be on guard. You know, if your child does have a smartphone, I would absolutely go through that smartphone with a fine-tooth comb and say, this app's not allowed, this app's not allowed, this app's not allowed.
Tell them about the app that you and I both use.
Which one? I'm not tracking.
The accountable.
Oh, ever accountable. I have it on my phone, and we have it on every computer in our business and our home, because it allows to know, let me get it pulled up here if I can find it, what my children are looking at, anywhere they go, any website they visit, it gives it a rating. And so at that point, you know, if they go to some website or something's going on, I get alerted to it. So I'll know, right here. Here it is, ever accountable. So, you know, with that, you know, it just keeps temptation away for adults. And as you know, you adults out there know who you are. It keeps temptation away because there's accountability partners with it, but with your children, it allows you to see what they're doing. I mean, you can set that up to where you get their emails, all that. And I don't care about some right to privacy for my child. My child's safety is far more important than some liberal out there telling me you can't snoop on your child.
Not only that, Bob, but I'm not my child's friend.
No,
I am their father
and their protector.
Yep. And there's two things that they will always know. One, I'll always be there for them. Two, they'll never be big enough for me to whoop them. I will. You'll never be big enough. And my sons are already huge, but they'll never be too big for daddy to whoop. And but that fear of God is missing, not in the children. It's missing in the man of the house. The fear of God is not in the man of the house. Most of you men are not the warrior priest that you're supposed to be. Do you understand that God decided that he would give you his children for you to raise? He said, Doug, I see something in you, and I'm going to gift you my love and give you children that I knew before you.
Put it in military terms, Doug. What does dereliction of duty mean? What does it mean when you are a commissioned officer and you don't do your duty? That's called dereliction of duty. It's a court-martial offense. It's not a slap-on-the-hand offense. You can go to prison.
You can die for it.
Yeah, for that. And the God Almighty, the Ancient of Days, the Lord of Hosts, the captain of our salvation has commissioned you, man, to be... that in your family, he has commissioned you, just like you get a commission in the military.
And not only that, Bob, but your children are counted as arrows in your quiver. It is
absolutely
the Lord of Hosts, the Lord of the heavenly armies. He is always referring to the men in a military standpoint. So even you guys who you never served, you are still within the Lord's armies. Act like it. Act like men. Stand up and be a man. Be an example. Have you ever asked yourself, I don't want to get too far into it. There was a comment that was made on one of the last videos, and a brother was talking about how he was having problems with marijuana. And so I more or less just said, look, man, you're a grown adult. You know right from wrong. Go and sin no more. You don't need to know anything else. There's not a magical spell. There's not a magical Christian prayer to say 20 times over and with your rosaries and all that. Go and sin no more. Live a repentant life. Keep God on your mind, as David Langford has taught me. Keep God forefront on your mind and stay focused on the Lord. The moment you start to get into any of this other nefarious stuff, you're opening up portals and gateways for the spirit realm that is just waiting to pounce on you. They are waiting to pounce on you. He is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So,
you know, Doug, a friend of mine, Gabrielle, sent me, she actually posted it and I kind of took it off her website. But there's a quote from a guy by the name of Colin Campbell. Careers will die in the grave, but children build dynasties and continue into eternity. What do you want? What's more important to you, your career, your entertainment, or that young life before you that will build the kingdom of God? If you train it correctly, that goes into it, goes into eternity. Your career is not going to go into eternity. Your football team is not going to go into eternity.
Your Instagram pictures are not going to eternity.
Is going to build a dynasty, a kingdom dynasty, the kingdom of God, if you train that child right. And that will go into eternity. So what's important?
Bob, men have to understand that you have to sacrifice yourself once you become a father.
It's a pleasure sacrifice in some ways, because now, you know, Joshua, he's working with me now. My last son is working with me at Ready Made Resources, 20 years old. And he just had another child. They had a child. He got married and had a child, Thomas. And so I look at that multi-generation Sunday. We just dedicated Thomas to the Lord in church. And I look at that generational blessing that God has given me, not because I've been something great, because I wanted to do it the right way, and he blessed all my mistakes and whatever. But that is the richest thing in my life, in my family, my son Sean and my son Nathan and their children. You see that dynasty. It is. It's a dynasty we built, my wife and I built, that will go into eternity, because those souls, Thomas and my son and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, they'll be in the kingdom of God. Or I could do what the average American male does, let the wife take care of it, and lose my family.
Well, it's not only that, Bob, but the average American man has sold his own birthright for a bowl of soup.
Entertainment.
He set aside what God decreed that he wanted him to do. Like I said earlier, what a magnificent gift for God to think of you, that you could be a father for one of his children. Those many arrows in your quiver to shoot out amongst the world to spread your seed. I mean, to me, that is what an awesome power that God gives you, the ability to replenish life on this earth that is being lost every day.
Yeah, and now, Doug, just think of this. Out of all the beings that God created, the angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, the archangels, and many, many more, humans, he gave us the gift to produce eternal beings. And you and your wife, when you had your children, you produced another eternal being. My son just produced another eternal being. What a weight of glory that is for us. Mm-hmm. That you look at that and say that child is going to live forever, ever. And what I put into it will help determine if it's in the kingdom of God or in the lake of fire. So this is why, again, I think Lucifer is such a driven power to destroy not only the family, but our children right now.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to corrupt the genome of our children and ourselves right now, because as it was in the days of Noah, you know, when the fallen angels came down and cohabited with women and they bore these giants, the Nephilim, they corrupted their DNA because those Nephilim were outside the covenant of grace. They could not come into before the Abrahamic covenant of faith. They could not come in because they were not human beings. Today, we're watching it. The genetic transformation of the human race, transhumanism, that lady mentioned it. So that what we're going to produce is a generation of people outside the covenant of grace. Now, I don't think the COVID thing was the mark of the beast. I think it was a precursor to it, of things that we inject in your body, things we do to you that will alter your DNA to the point that you will no longer have access to the covenant of grace, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and salvation through his blood. That will be outside of where we're at. We see this happening. You talked about the principalities and powers. This is why it's happening. This is what's going on. And we really need to grab hold of it right now, because we see a nation, our children, being swept into this storm, this vacuum of just absolute evil. And we need to teach them, train them, you know, pray with them every day. We pray together as a family in the morning and in the evening. And then, you know, we share the scriptures, we talk about things of the nature of our faith. And so this is what we need to be doing. But more than that, right now, we also need the physical teaching of our children. I don't know if you're going to mention some of these things when you're in our next class of protecting your family. You know, we it's an active shooter course. And I know you mentioned a lot of statistics, Doug, of things that to be on lookout for. But today, I think our children are ground zero for Luciferian deviance.
Well, I'll finish I'll finish that one part with this. Men and women, be careful what you do nowadays, and what you see, what you hear, what you intake, and what you also put forth in front of your kids. We're all fallible creatures. No one is perfect, but you can at least have it on your mind to try and stay within the very narrow bounds of that walk towards Christ, right? But what do you love more? What do you cherish more? And what do you indulge in more? Is it your sins or your walk with God? And whichever one you feed more, you will reap the harvest of. And that there's nothing Bob can do about that. I can't rescue you from your sins. We can pray in agreement with each other, but it is something that you yourself have to do, have to overcome, have to be mindful of. And if you're not, and you're not paying attention to that now, the hellish world that your children are going into now, my children are between infants and almost 12 years old.
You know, Doug, I tell you right now, there's parents listening right now. I'll tell you something very, very practical you can do right now. Okay. Jamie Walden is having the men's that outdoor conference. What's the name of it?
The Warrior Summit Conference that I'll be
at. Warrior Summit Conference. Okay. It's open to all.
Yep.
You know, I could have gone to it, but I'd rather have my son go to it. So we're paying because we considered that important. For him to go hear men of God talk about family and about the structure of family, about his obligations, you could take and take one of your children and pay to go out there and be around men that are going to teach them about living godly, men who raise children, and give them role models like that. You could do that right now. You got to Jamie Walden or omegadynamics.org, I think it is, and sign your child up and get them out there. It's only like, I think, 10 days away, but you could still get there. They can camp. They could do different things. And when they're there, you know, like I said, they're going to be trained. This is putting your money and your effort and your capital where your love is at. My love is my family. And I'm going to put the resources there to train my children. That's what it says to do. Fathers, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. And that's a very, very practical thing. So, I mean, right now, I mean, that could be done. Jamie Walden, omegadynamics.org, the Warrior Summit for families. And they're going to learn practical skills as far as and spiritual skills. And so that would be something very practical. And on the practical level, I know in October, I think it's 6th, 7th, 8th, or 7th, 8th, 9th, Doug, you're going to be doing that. Well, you're going to be doing the you know, active shooter course. Will you go into a lot of the teaching of statistics, or how to avoid things, how to, you know, not to be in a bad situation, not to be in a bad place at a bad time. All that's because it's classroom and, you know, shooting. So these are practical things that people can do. Mother, father, you can practically say, you know, in a practical way, we're going to read the Bible every night. We're going to pray before we go to bed every night. Now, if you don't do it, it might be a little awkward at first to have your family come around and pray. But you'll get into the habit of doing it. And then you not only be praying for your family, but you'll be praying for other people's families.
Bob, so can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to say that you can also sponsor somebody to go to the Warriors Summit Conference. you could
$185. That's all.
You could sponsor someone to come out to the active shooter training. That'll be at Ready Made Resources, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. This next level of training is more of an intermediate phase. We're not going to be doing basic stuff. We are going to be focusing on a lot of shoot, move, communicate, and thinking your way through a problem, which is what, you know, this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about this modern warfare, Call of Duty, video game, shoot 'em up stuff. This isn't going to be a flat range where you're going to shoot a little cardboard target until, you know, your thumbs hurt from jamming mags all day. We are going to be putting you through a thinking man's course where you may have to shoot someone or not shoot someone. And we're all using airsoft, so, you know, there's no safety problems. But you are going to be put in a similar situation that law enforcement was put in basic training, what I used to teach law enforcement as a use of force instructor, putting yourselves into scenarios. Because guess what you're going to deal with when prophecy hits the fan? Not cardboard targets. I pray to God cardboard targets are what invades America. But since that's not going to happen, let's focus on the human element. All right, it's not going to be giants coming after you, most likely. It's not going to be the demons and the monsters and the aliens and all this other stuff that's going to try and kick in your door whenever they've run out of meth at 3 in the morning. It's going to be people. People are the monsters. People are the aliens. People are the scary things you need to worry about. The people will be the ones coming after you when the Antichrist comes.
And you know, Doug, if you just go see the Sound of Freedom movie, if you want to see how depraved people can get, I mean, they didn't cross the line, but they got as close to the line as you could get, showing how depraved people can get. Again, it's not the aliens. It's not all those fanciful beings that we think about. But no, I don't know anybody's ever seen one. You know, I have seen bad guys before, and I've seen what they do. Those are the things that you can be trained against, and that's what that active shooter course does. And then the Warrior Summit, you know, teaching young men, young women to become warriors for the Lord Jesus Christ and to be people that stand up like the three Hebrew children. No, we're not going to bow down. And we don't care. Well, we're going to throw you in a fire. We don't care. Our God will save us or rescue us no matter what. But we don't care. We're not bowing down. And how to become that type of person. Because that's what we need today. Is people who are not afraid of Babylon. They're not afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. And they're surely not going to bow down before some big statue of gold or some statue of entertainment or statue of whatever, reputation, finance, whatever. We're not going to bow down before that.
Well, you know, the children of Israel have been fighting giants since they could go to the Philistines and get their rocks sharpened by them. But think about this. What are the giants in your life right now that you're having to fight? Mainstream media, you know, this whole new Green Deal, are they not wickedness and powers within themselves? What about this new occultism within our schools? Is that not another giant that we have to slay? See, though the five giant brothers were killed, there are still many of these giants left, but they've just changed. They've shaped themselves into something different. They call themselves something different now, and they are still the principalities. And as parents, you have to understand the supernatural and the spiritual world that you fight in. If not, everything that you're doing is going to come crashing in your face one day when you got your cool guy gear and your cool guy gun and your $10,000 worth of night vision and thermals and, you know, $1 million worth of food. And that's great. And you never had the intent to protect. You never had the will to go out and get trained so that you know how to use your gun. Look, I'm going to keep saying this until eventually people like start unsubscribing to me. I don't care about who subscribes to me and who doesn't subscribe to me. God put me here for a reason. It's not for subscriptions. I could care less. God feeds me. God funds me, and I am here to offend you, weak men of America. Your guns will not protect you, especially if you don't even know how to clean your gun, if you don't know how to fix your weapon whenever it's malfunctioned. And you don't have to go to me for training. Go somewhere. Go anywhere. Learn the basic fundamentals of marksmanship. Learn how to use your weapons. Your family will rely upon you one day. And God looks down upon a man who is a coward. You had every opportunity to make yourself better. You were given every opportunity to use your money the right way, to invest in the right things, not your stupid Tesla stock, not your sports car, not you and your greed and your sins. You were to invest in your family. Where are you at, men of America, in your investments? Last time I was doing this professionally, I was arresting your investments because you ceased to invest in them. And so Satan moved in where you moved out. Not my kids. Not mine. My kids will never walk through the archways of Baal and be treated any of this reprobate culture from any of these schools. Send your kids there. That's your choice. That's your decision. I refuse to do it. There is no good school in America. I don't care what Christian school you go to. The pedophiles are in all of them. The communism is in all of it. You can't escape
wokeism.
It. We allowed it. The men of America, it's our fault this happened. It's our fault. Do you understand every time Israel was judged, the men were at fault? Because everything is put on us. Us, men. And so when the women have to step, because you step down, it's another form of judgment for you to get off your butt and do something. But instead you tarry. Instead you wait. You pray. You pray feebly. And your prayers aren't heard. Because God himself said, you continue to go down this path. You continue to ignore me. You continue to grumble when I feed you. You complain when I've guided you and I've protected you from Egypt to Jordan. And I gave you the commandment, go forth into the new land, kill the inhabitants, and it's yours. I'll be there with you. I'll guide you. I'll fight for you. I've provided you the victory. Just show up for the fight. But most of you men, you wallow in your self-pity. You wallow in your complacency. And when I say the only thing I wish for my brothers is to show up for the fight, to stand beside me in the phalanx of faith, pick up your shield and your sword, join me at the shield wall. I'll be looking for you. How many of you will actually be there? Because not very many of us will be accepted into the kingdom of heaven. I hope you all understand that. Not very many of us will be there. Many of us will give a valiant effort with your acts, but you were never there in your heart. The woes of God is very great. Can I share with you a dream that I've told people about, but I have not ever publicly said it? Right before we almost lost our house and God performed a miracle, I was given a dream that shook me to my core. I was praying ceaselessly, nonstop, crying day in and day out because I had no control over the affliction that was going on in my life. And we knew that it was an attack from the enemy because the enemy does not like what I do. Let me tell you what the enemy wants me to do. The enemy wants me to talk about politics. The enemy wants me to talk about giants. The enemy wants me to talk about aliens. The enemy wants me to talk about conspiracies. The enemy does not want me to talk about the replenished blood of Jesus Christ that he purposely poured out for you. The repentiveness that you should be living in. He doesn't want me to talk about that. He wants me to fill your ears with nonsense, with Christian science fiction, and that's what he wants you focused on. He wants you afraid, spinning around in circles until you fall down one of the many convenient rabbit holes. And there's always someone there, another brother in Christ, who's willing to drag you down the rabbit hole that they were drugged down. We need to wake up, because this is a dream that I was given. It shakes me to the core, almost makes you cry every time I even think about it. Bob, I've never told you this. But I was given a dream that I'm walking through New Jerusalem, and I knew immediately it was New Jerusalem. I was wearing all brown, like a, I don't know, like a toga. And I was an older man. And I had a staff. For many years, when I would have these dreams, I was always me. I was a younger man. And over the last year, all of my dreams, I have been an older man, gray-haired, long in the tooth. So I don't know what that means. I'll have to pray more about it. But I was being led by an angel. The angel was also wearing this, you know, like the Roman Senate sashes and togas, and it was all beautiful gold inlaid, and it was a dark brown, this rich, beautiful brown color. And this very tall man, probably, gosh, 9 feet tall, I would guess. I look like an infant next to him. He leads me to this pasture that's like Glacier National Park in Montana. Just the most gorgeous Hallmark painting you've ever seen in your life. There must have been a mile tall waterfall falling into the most beautiful lake, birds. I remember the grass on my feet was like walking on velvet. And here I am with my staff, being my old man self. And I just stopped and I looked around. And I said, "Where is everybody?" And with the most pitiless face, this angel, this messenger, almost all the way around. And he said, "There was so much room. And I wept. I felt the pain and heart of God, and I wept. There was so much room for all of us. There was a mansion built for every one of us born, empty now, because of so many who chose their sins instead of their Christ. So many of us forgot your first love, but God never forgot you." And so when God put this in my heart, I realized that the message for this show, this podcast, whatever you want to call it, had to be to call men back to repentance, to wake up, because it's us who will lead our families astray. The children look to us to lead them. The women look to us to lead them.
And Doug, ask yourself, Father, has my child ever seen me pray? Not at the dinner table, you know, some standard food blessing, but has my child ever seen me pray? Pray for them, pray for their mom, pray for, you know, decisions that we have to make. Has your child ever seen you do that? If the answer is no, I would strongly, strongly recommend you rectify that tonight. Repent, because that's a sin. If your children don't see you as a praying man, that's a sin. You're sinning, because the Bible commands you to be that leader, to be the one who brings the word of God before the family, who leads the family. And we do that through prayer. We admit, you know, that we come to that our Father, and we ask him, you know, for blessing, direction, guidance, whatever. And our children learn from that. So again, if your children have never seen you pray, you really need to rectify that. You know, they need to see you as a warrior in prayer. They need to see, you know, God answer your prayers. My children have seen prayers that we've prayed being answered. You know, Dad, we just prayed for that, and look what happened. They've seen that. And that's the way I can instruct my child. They need to see me as the warrior. You know, I have a Marine friend, Doug, you might appreciate that. But he goes, if King Kong and Godzilla follow me into the alley, the monkey and the lizard aren't coming out alive. You know, that's what we need to be. If those two spiritual giants, King Kong and Godzilla, follow me into the alley, that monkey and that lizard ain't coming out alive. That's his mindset. You know, as a warrior, is that your mindset? Are the monkey and the lizard even worried about you? They should be scared to death of you as a man of God. Let's not bother that guy. He has it in with the Almighty. You know, they know that you have power before God and man. That's what they need to see. So what do your children know of you, Father? What do they know of you? What does your wife know of you? Do you lead this family spiritually? Like I said, it's the richest times, because a lot of times it ends up in discussion with my wife of different things, but we get together in the morning and get together in the evening and pray. You know, we have a friend, David Wood, right now. He had an operation, a Marine, and something went wrong in the operation. And he, you know, his heart stopped for 20 minutes and he had some damage, you know, motor damages done and everything. And we, and thousands of other people, but as we've prayed for that man, you know, he went from being in a coma to where now he's starting to recover. I had a friend that was on some very powerful antibiotics that were dealing badly with his body. And my wife and I, 2 weeks ago, we just said, we need to be praying for him. Well, and he'd been on the antibiotics for a while. I just talked to him last night and he said the doctors finally gave him clearance to get off the antibiotics. See, we've seen prayers answered. And because we pray together, it also strengthens our marriage. You know, I would dare say you'd have a hard time praying with your wife in the morning and the evening and then getting a divorce or something. And when we pray, we also, a lot of times it ends up into a conversation about, you know, the direction of our child or some spiritual thing or something, you know, and so it's a bonding time. I would say Christian husbands and wives prayed together like that, 99% of the divorces in Christian families would go away.
Not only that, but you chase the devil away from your kids.
Yes.
You keep them covered in prayer.
Absolutely. It's that shield of faith you hold up, you know, to protect from the fiery darts of the enemy.
Yeah, there's nothing more powerful in this world than a loving, united family under the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that, in my heart, that's what I seek for all men and women right now. Because, Bob, we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next eye blink. But ask yourself, if you left this world tomorrow, are your children where they should be spiritually? We can't control the physical world, but you can spiritually. You can train them up the right way. Fathers, you should know, and this is Doug's opinion, okay? I'm not right about everything. But you should know more about philosophy, history, science, math. You should be smart, academically inclined, and not so lackadaisical in your knowledge, because your child is going to come to you with questions. And we are to teach and instruct our children. That means the education process never ceases for parents. You need to educate yourself upon the matters of the world. Do you know how many people came out with this movie, The Sound of Freedom, and said, oh, I had no idea that the human trafficking and child sex slave trade was that big? My friend, go to your local police department.
Absolutely. Go down to Walmart. Look at all the missing children on their board.
Man, I'm telling you, it's spooky. It's spooky because that board is never empty.
No, it's not. And you just think each one of those are life. Each one of those now is a terrified, if the child is still alive, that's probably being abused 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day.
And it's in every city, every town.
Little and big,
not
big.
not just matter. That, Bob. Not just that, Bob. And I'll let you talk about this. But even in your town, as small as it is, even in my town, as small as it is, where I'm from, where me and my wife are from, in a town of less than 400 people, it's prevalent there.
Well, if you haven't gone into Craig Sawman Sawyer's, SEAL Team 6 guy, if you haven't gone to his website, Veterans for Child Rescue, and downloaded or watched the movie Contraland, it's a free movie. You don't have to pay for it. I know if you're looking for an organization to donate money to that does rescue children, there is none better than his. But if you haven't watched Contraland, you should watch it because it is everywhere. They'll put a child on the black market, the dark web, and in a month, that child can have 5,000 requests for sex underage child. You can actually watch they set up sting houses and how the borders open on purpose so they can bring all these children across the border. I know in Knoxville a year or so ago, they had a plane land at midnight. No, there's no markings on it. And those children unloaded and put onto two buses. Well, no chain of custody. They're just gone. And if that doesn't bother you, if that doesn't disturb you deeply to the core, something's wrong with you. And so you can become involved, even if it is supporting someone like Craig Sawman, Veterans for Child Rescue. It's easy to go to. You can watch the movie and support him and what they do, because they are rescuing these children whose lives would be just, you can't even imagine the horror that these children go through. Men, become that leader of your family. Teach your children, how to be aware, alert, how to protect themselves. You protect them. You become invasive in their social life. They might not like it, but it's your job to become invasive in their social life. Know what apps they have on their phone. Put monitoring software on their phone, whether they like it or not. And let them know if they ever try to disable it, that you're going to take their phone away from them. I'm not their buddy. I'm their parent. I'm their instructor. I'm their provider. But become that man. Learn to pray with your family. These are tips that the Bible tells us to do. The Bible tells us to keep his word ever before our children's eyes, not the public school system. They're not to be training my child, not the Sunday school, even though I won't comment on that, but, that's not the primary place they learn about, the Bible, with these little neat pictures of some giraffe sticking his head out the ark, which is a total joke. I don't know one Sunday school that's teaching their dad of the about Noah, that where it's judgment on sin. That's what we need to teach. It's judgment on sin.
Hey, Bob, I'd like to show you this. And I know we're a little long in the tooth, but sometimes me and Bob like to sit here and sharp an iron back and forth. Look, guys, this is on InfoWars. The thing that you're not allowed to talk about. Egyptian officials canceled Travis Scott's concert at Giza Pyramid, citing strange rituals and performance. I want to read this article. This guy is who your kids are going and listening to. They're downloading his music. All right, they're performing these rituals, possibly in your car, in your home. So, for those who have younger kids, that's one thing. For you who have the older teenagers, the 20-somethings, if you don't train them and instruct them correctly, they become part of this. Look at this. Egyptian officials have canceled a concert by rapper Travis Scott set to be staged at the iconic Giza Pyramids landmark, claiming strange rituals conducted during his performance could conflict with the country's societal values. The Egyptian Syndicate of Musical Professions, responsible for approving performance permits, issued a statement Tuesday saying the rapper's concert, scheduled for July 28th, could tamper with the country's customs and guidelines. Since the General Syndicate is part of the fabric of this beloved country, it is keen on its stability and refuses to tamper with societal values of Egyptian and Arab customs. Based on research and documented information about strange rituals at Travis's concerts that are inconsistent with our authentic societal values and traditions, the board of directors has decided to cancel the license issued to hold this type of concert. Now, why would they do that? This is what they state. The statement did not elaborate on the strange rituals, but Travis Scott concerts have been criticized for featuring bizarre Illuminati symbolism, satanic imagery, and possibly a human sacrifice. Scott was sued after a performance in Astroworld in Houston, Texas in 2021, which led to the deaths of 10 people, with many believing the deadly performance containing bizarre esoteric themes was a gigantic satanic ritual where people supposedly expected to die. All right, look at this. The singer has a black record. He is known to be a staunch supporter of global Freemasonry, Afrocentric organization that opposes Egyptian identity and heritage. In his shows, the American rapper performs the full range of satanic rites. The well-being of Egyptian citizens is more important to us than holding such a show and justifying it by saying that we need to invigorate tourism. Hey, you know what? Egypt, good on you. You're doing the right thing. Good on you.
Hey, absolutely.
This rapper has been banned from singing and holding shows in the United States since 2021. In his latest show, dozens were killed and hundreds were injured. Eyewitnesses documented that the type of music he was playing radiated negative energy and bizarre things happened to people who attended the show.
Can music
be used as a weapon, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. But Doug, that's piped into your child's cell phone 24/7. That demonic imagery. This is why it's so important to get a grasp of your family. I mean, this is in Egypt. And I have to say that most of the Arab countries, and I've been to most of them, they do have protective software so that you can't go to a lot of these different sites. They monitor and ban them because they're not in the public interest. But that's just something that they do. You go to your child's cell phone and all this is on your child's cell phone. What do you think it's doing to your child, father? What do you think it's doing now? But I can't interfere with my child. Like that's for sure. Yes, you can. You're not only can you, your God demands that you do it. He demands that you protect your family from this kind of stuff that you're watching right now. And much worse, he demands because behind that, you have the pedophiles who, they pretend like they're a child or a young person. I forgot the name of it. There's a word for it. But and that what they are is adults, you know, grooming your children. If you don't know what's on your child's cell phone, you can't tell me that right now your daughter or your son is not being groomed. And you need to know that. And so that cell phone, first of all, like I said, I would never give one to a child under 16. And then, you know, I would know what is on it. I would know everything that is on it. I would be as invasive as anything could be invasive in knowing who has access to my children. So. I'm not hearing you, Doug.
I said, this is just unreal. Well, Bob, give people your number so they can reach out to you if they need to grab anything from your store.
Okay, well, they can go visit us at readymaderesources.com. That's standard spelling, readymaderesources.com. And then the phone number is 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. You know, we have specials on everything. I think the time of preparation is quickly coming to an end. And not to, you know, I'm not trying to scare people to do it, but just look at history, look at what's going on. This country is breaking down at breakneck speed. And you better have your supplies on hand when they when it when it does, when we cross that Rubicon one day, when everybody's fighting down at, you know, the grocery store to get the last little remnants of what's left over, you better do it. But again, I just want to quote that one more time, Doug, that thing that friend sent me, careers will die in the grave, but children will build dynasties and continue into eternity. You know, I have the original prayer, Doug, of when three Griswold brothers came to the New World in Connecticut. They prayed a prayer of posterity. They prayed for their posterity, that God would bless the Griswolds in the New Americas. And, you know, I realize 350 years later, they built a dynasty, and then Griswold's on a dynasty, but we're a family that will continue into eternity, because I just reading the history of the Griswold family, many, many, many of them were believers, that I'll meet my long lost relatives in the kingdom of God. When I stand before the Lord, our family will be reunited. And do you want that for yourself? As they say, there's only one thing worse than going to hell, and that's going to hell and taking your children with you. You know, fathers, this program is taking that direction. Fathers, it's a commission you have. Don't be derelict in your duty. Pray with your family. Read the Bible with your family. And, you know, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. But Doug, that's about all I have. I just wanted to encourage people, because, you know, we don't want to be ignorant of Satan's devices. We don't want to allow him to have free reign in our family. We want to be the warrior priest king of our family and protect our family. So that's why I would leave this program to do that. Also, again, Warrior Summit, Jamie Walden.
End of this month.
This month, 28th, 29th, 30th, yep. I think. Yeah.
27th. It'll be 27th through the 30th. And then we also have the active shooter training. They'll be coming up in October. That'll be the Friday, the 6th, Saturday, the 7th, Sunday, the 8th, Thursday would be the day you'd want to get there, and Sunday is your departure date, or Monday if you want to hang out.
And Father, I understand if you can't come, but if you have a teenage son, you know, that's responsible enough, I would say, because we're not using live firearms, you know, even late teens, send your children to the Warrior Summit, send your children to the active shooter, pay for that. That's an investment you're giving them to teach them and train them. You know, my son was 10 years old when he got his ham radio license. You know, train them, because he knows how to use a radio. He knows how to fly an airplane. At 20 years old, he's gone through flight school. Just things we can train our children. And I would say, not to brag, but my children do see my wife and I pray together. And I think that's the richest heritage we can give them.
All right, Bob. Well, that's all we got. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. And guys, just stay frosty. It's getting weird out there. If you need anything for Bob, give him a call. Hit him up on his website. If you got any questions about the next upcoming training, would it be beneficial to you? You want to know a little bit more about it? Please email me at AmericanVindictusShow@gmail.com. Other than that, see you guys next time. Thanks, Bob.
God bless.
all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.